How did you handle the bounce back last night? And I guess more specifically in the game, how do you think you handled the game after they tied it at two?
I think we were all right. I really didn't care for a second period. But you be careful when you're dealing with other good teams that you sound like it's a matter of just do your right things. You'll never lose a game. It's a foolish way to look at the hockey game. So I didn't like some of our puck support is the best way to put it. In our second period, we spent a lot of time on our end and not a whole lot of time traveling or gaining speed through the neutral zone. But I liked our first and I liked our third.
Defensively, there was a couple of poignant moments in that game. The pass that Sherratt knocks away that leads to a goal in transition, the shot blocked by Kulikov. Maybe pull a generic comment on what you did inside your blue line in those little details of the game last night.
We had a good number of quality shot blocks. And not, I mean, Kulikov was important because we were in a real, we were in trouble on that play. But there were a lot of just, we're right. We got the shot block, and we're not a big shot blocking team, so I like that.
Paul, you often talk about the importance of a payoff to especially young players to get rewarded. So Nikolaj Ehlers, Tuesday night, he sort of wears that play in the final seconds and is quite down on himself after the game. So how big is it then for him to score when he did in the third and ultimately get the game winner last night?
It was really big.
Really, really big?
Large.
What has Calgary done this year in the two previous meetings that's maybe given you guys a little bit of trouble? They seem to be on a team that plays a very similar style, similar makeup to you guys.
You know, if we were at four or five games, I could give you a better handle. They were unusual. I know going into that trip, that was, and that's the first time I've pulled Helly in a year and a half, right? And we were off it. They're a good team. They've got pieces of all kinds of game to win, right? So they've got a they've got enough bite in their game. They play hard enough. They got a really nice skill level, and they got a real good structure. So I find them to be kind of a straight through their lineup. They got looks like they got real nice role definition in their group too. Every line kind of understands their own identity. But I don't know that there's anything yet that I would say that there's a theme to the two games, because we didn't mind our second game against Calgary. I thought we were all right in that. I believe it started back to back losses because we went in and got beat by Minnie the next night both times. So the truth is, I don't know that I have a good enough handle on what Winnipeg Calgary means yet.
And just final one, but I have to ask: is there an update on Dustin Byfuglien and Josh Morrissey that you can give us today?
Well, Josh is in his normal rehab time, so he's doing well. He's fine. We're going to expect him looking harder at some time in April. And Buff is getting a little bit better, so we're hoping that we can get him on the ice here in the next bit of time. We are really patient and cautious with this. We'd like to be done with it when it's over.
Would you expect that both those players could get in a game or two in the regular season before the playoffs?
Yeah, that's possible.
So you have two of your top four guys out. Could you explain, you know, to the reader, that the perils of the 14-minute guy now getting asked to play 16 minutes and the 17-minute guy playing 21 minutes. As a coach, what are the things that, you know, what has to happen for that to work? And have you ever been to a team when it didn't work?
Well, there's a bunch of different stories, I think, that go with this. Those two players that are unique, right? They're not I'm trying to find the right word, but your average two-way defenseman that does everything kind of well but doesn't excel necessarily. They both excel in certain areas, and they're extreme with it. People don't know Josh Morrissey quite as well, but his stick and his ability to knock plays down on close ice, and, well, you would have seen it. He's one of the handful of guys that can actually play against Connor McDavid. I'm not saying he's stopping him every time, but you saw it in, he met him at the post once from the other end of the ice, and there's not a lot of guys that can do that. So he is unique in that, and Dustin, of course, it's far more well documented. So there isn't, you know, they always say, hey, it's just one guy, but there isn't a replacement for those two specific things. And then there is a huge difference. And all of those young kids that go up and play with Scheifele and Wheeler, it's a huge difference between playing against the 1-2 and against the 5-6. So if we turn that, I believe that. So if you turn that and then take a look at our situation, we're asking guys that are now play against different people for longer stretches of time. And that's a major challenge. But in East Block, we've got a guy that's kind of, that is maybe a two-way defenseman. You've got Myers Kulikov, who had, you know, a month ago was injured and played, and very impressed by his ability to play with the injury that he had and play at the level he has. But then you've got Sherratt and you got Truba, kind of now veteran guys, right? They were young guys a couple years ago. We don't view it. And they're playing with, in some ways, new players. Bolio's got enough games in the NHL, but he's new to us. Sammy Niku's clearly a new player in the NHL. So there's more than just that. Like, we're not saddling with another veteran guy and they're grinding it out. They've done really, really well. I mean, I think we can do a far better job up front helping that. So they've been under duress over the last month anyway, or a couple of weeks since Mo's been out, but certainly since Dust's been out, it's been a challenge for them. The one positive that we did have going, Mark, was that would be the deepest piece of our teams on the right side. So when Dustin came out, we do have Truba and Myers, and there's not a lot of teams that would be able to say they had that luxury. Both those guys can play 25 minutes.
And overall depth, like a team that's not built deeply, a team that
Correct.
Doesn't have a good farm system and all that.
More so now, if everybody's healthy, we have 10 defensemen here that can play, and Tucker Poolman and Cam Schilling and Nelson Ogier all played games for us this year, so we've got a nice level of defense there, which is good because we seem to go through them. Okay, that's it, right? I think that's my words for today.
What?
Okay. Why would you waste it on okay? No, go ahead.
Why aren't you a big shot blocking team?
It's an acquired skill. It takes time to develop. So I'll be kind about it and say it takes a long time to figure out the exact shot lane, right? But take a look at the highest shot blocking teams and their team age. There's a correlation there. Get a little older, you figure it out. You bring in young, skilled, somewhat thin forwards into the National Hockey League, and they haven't really needed to block a shot yet, and they will. But I like where we're at with it. I think we're getting better at it. I think you're starting to see a bigger willingness to do it.
Hurts less when you're older?
Yeah. Maybe, most of you are married. You get used to pain, don't you? That's awful.
One more question.
Okay.
When you broke in.
Oh, she's all right. She knows.
Was there anyone, Johnny Gaudreau's size?
No.
Like, will you go back for us? Was there a time when Johnny Gaudreau never would even have got a look in this league? And what's.
No, so geez, Martin St. Louis would be the first in my mind. And even he took a long, he didn't show up at that age and be that good. I mean, he took a long time before we kind of went, oh, there's a hockey player. No, the one that always pops up into mind, and it's the other end of the spectrum, is Joe Thornton and Pat Burns' comments, because Pat was taking heat for not playing him when he was 18, 19 years old, but he's at that, 6'4", 210 at that, and he's not big and strong enough yet. But that's what the game was. You'd have good skilled players, but until they put on 20 pounds of muscle, they couldn't fight through the clutch and grab. And I knew it, because there wouldn't have been a bigger clutch and grab team than the one we had in Carolina in those early years. We had to. I mean, that was absolutely part of our program. Clutch here, grab there. Do it again.